It's what Governor Waltz just did is he said, first of all, Donald Trump has to listen to the experts. And then when he acknowledged that the experts screwed up, he said, well, Donald Trump didn't do nearly as good of a job as the statistics
showed. No, that's a gross generalization.
That he did. So what Tim Waltz is doing, and I honestly, Tim, I think you got a tough job here, because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you've simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable. Watching, we can get back to an America that's affordable again. We just got to get back to common sense economic principles.
Folks, we're hitting October with a bang. Missiles are flying into Israel. Diddy's in huge trouble and exposing others in the entertainment business. Assange is exposing traitors to Trump. That's right. You're going to see that. J.D. Vance just mopped the floor, of course, with the beatdown of Waltz. We're going to go through my favorite parts of that. If you didn't watch it, if you did, most of you probably did. But kind of fun to see the reactions from the Communist News Network and others. You're going to see some of that, too. We're still watching the issues with Helene and much more. Here we go. Let's get to it. Well, folks, I wanted to show you this. We are big into October. Hot start, BioClandestine. Thanks for updating us. Iran launched 181 missiles into Israel, and global tensions are rising. 120 new accusers come forward about Sean Diddy Combs, including allegations of violating a 9-year-old boy. We're going to get into that. Julian Assange alleges the CIA tried to assassinate him. Oh, yeah. October's definitely off to a hot start. Now, I was going to, do I want to start with this? Yeah, I'm going to show you some reactions from Communist News Network before we talk about J.D. Vance and some of those things.
I think we shouldn't lose track. I think even in the civility of the fact that J.D. Vance came to this debate to land a bunch of punches, and he did. He landed a lot of punches in between all the niceties and all of that. And the thing that really stood out to me was that Tim Walz did not seem prepared for it.
Let's see another one. You guys want to see, watch these guys, the ones that we just can't stand. Literally, this one right here, Drew Hernandez, J.D. Vance literally broke MSNBC. Check this out.
It's the audacity. I agree with you that we're in year 9 and no one knows how to cover the audacity. Mm-hmm. The audacity is it someone should have said, stop it. Stop. Stop. Are you effing kidding me? And they should have dropped that F-bomb, right? I mean, they should have just, this is a debate. This may be the only chance people have to see the difference. It's the-
Oh, isn't that just wonderful? She's freaking out. She can't control herself. She's losing her mind. I wonder why she's losing her mind. Well, this debate moved on. I mean, it was just over and over again that the Democrats are probably losing it because they got Kamala and Waltz. I saw this little meme. Check this out. Folks, I'm sorry. I know a lot of bad things are going on, but I just needed something to help shake the old depression that seems to set in sometimes when you see everything that's going on. But when we cover this today, by the time we're done talking about all the missiles and the debate and things going on with Assange. You're going to see why I put that thumbnail in, that the destruction of the old guard is actually happening. Watch this as even Chris Cuomo is blasting CBS moderators for trying to fact check J.D. Vance.
They were talking at one point. Vance wanted to correct something about how Haitians got into this country. And he was right, and the moderators wouldn't let him correct it. It's very interesting.
Margaret, but thank you, Senator. We have so much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important
because we're going to turn out of the economy. Thank you.
Margaret, the rules were that you guys weren't going to fact check. And since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on.
And so he's right. You said you weren't going to fact check. But since you fact checked me, I'm going to talk.
Thank you, Senator.
That is the facilitation of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
our
own
leadership. Thank you, Senator, for describing the legal process. We have so much to get to, Senator.
Those laws have been on the books since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The CBP app has not been on the books since 1990. It's something that Kamala Harris created, Margaret.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut.
Well, there you have it. And look, Vance was right, okay?
Oh, don't you just love it? I mean, it's even better than the debate itself. It's just to watch the reactions of these folks, you know, afterwards. They just, they're having a hard time. I saw this meme too. President Trump actually put out, look at this picture, if you can see it on your screen, from comfortably smug. You've got Pelosi on the phone. She's walking frantically through the government buildings, and she's like, hey, sell Waltz, buy Vance. You know, because she does those shady dealings with Visa. You guys get it, or did I go over your head? Anyway, other memes. Let's see. I saw a baby meme. I think this is it right here. Yeah, this is Waltz right now. All right, enough of that, I guess. So let's go into one of my favorite, the beginning. He wants everybody to know his background.
So, Margaret, I want to answer the question. First of all, thanks, Governor. Thanks to CBS for hosting the debate. And thanks, most importantly, to the American people who are watching this evening and caring enough about this country to pay attention to this vice presidential debate. I want to answer the question, but I want to actually give an introduction to myself a little bit because I recognize a lot of Americans don't know who either one of us are. I was raised in a working class family. My mother required food assistance for periods of her life. My grandmother required Social Security help to raise me. And she raised me in part because my own mother struggled with addiction for a big chunk of my early life. I went to college on the GI Bill after I enlisted in the Marine Corps and served in Iraq. And so I stand here asking to be your vice president with extraordinary gratitude for this country, for the American dream that made it possible for me to live my dreams. And most importantly, I know that a lot of you are worried about the chaos in the world and the feeling that the American dream is unattainable. I want to try to convince you tonight over the next 90 minutes that if we get better leadership in the White House, if we get Donald Trump back in the White House, the American dream is going to be attainable once again. Now, to answer this particular question.
Oh, yeah. He was good. Really good. I'm proud of him. You guys know that he worked for me for about a year. Great time. Didn't realize that his dreams at the time, he said he's going to run for office, and we had some great discussions about that, and we had a couple of things that we had to deal with at that particular base, Cherry Point, and some issues that were real big that he had to face while he stood in front of the national television, and he handled them so well as a young Marine. We had an airplane crash during an air show. He was out there in the front lines, answering the questions, doing a great job, and we just saw that he would have a bright future. It's amazing. So two assassination attempts on Donald Trump's life. Not one mention of it by CBS so-called news. But January 6th, they had a full discourse. You know, they have to go through that to again, attack President Trump. You know, they have to attack him, not talk about how we're going to protect our future president and then the ones that are already gone. Bo Snerdly put that out. But, you know, as they were leading up to the debate, look at the support for him out of CBS headquarters. Isn't that great just to see everyone standing there? They, you know, spend their time. They can do anything, go out to eat, watch television. No, we're going to head out there. We're going to carry our flags, and we're going to show our support for J.D. Vance and President Trump. And that's phenomenal. So again, Joshua Renner put this out, Predator versus Prey, showing from poster meal time. You can see the eyes of J.D. Vance on the left side of your screen there, and the right side, if you're looking at your screen, you'll see the fear on Waltz's eyes. I mean, great catch on all of this. And of course, I'd love to hear, you know, usually don't like to hear her talk, but Rachel Maddow, let's hear what you have to say and how you're panicking.
I think the big picture takeaway from this is that one of these candidates is much slicker than the other, is a much more practiced kind of professional debate style speaker, and the other candidate won.
One slick and the other one won. I don't want to hear all of it. I just want to make sure you guys caught that one. If you want to go find it, it's all over X. You guys can head over there and Telegram. There's folks sharing all kinds of good stuff. Anyway, JD's so good, he made Nora's voice crack.
...to a nuclear weapon today, as they have ever been. And Governor Waltz, you blame Donald Trump. Who has been the vice president for the last 3.5 years? And the answer is your running mate, not mine. Donald Trump consistently made the world more secure. Now, we talk about what the sequence of events that led us to where we are right now, and you can't ignore October the 7th, which I appreciate Governor Waltz bringing up. But when did Iran and Hamas and their proxies attack Israel? It was during the administration of Kamala Harris. So Governor Waltz can criticize Donald Trump's tweets, but effective, smart diplomacy and peace through strength is how you bring stability back to a very broken world. Donald Trump has already done it once before. Ask yourself at home, when was the last time, I'm 40 years old, when was the last time that an American president didn't have a major conflict break out? The only answer is during the 4 years that Donald Trump was president.
Gentlemen, we have a lot to get to. Nora?
Margaret, thank you. Let's turn.
Oh, yeah. He's so good. Of course, you look at the eyes of J.D. Vance. You can see the eyes and appearance of all of the parts of the debate that I loved. It was just watching Waltz panic. President Trump said Margaret Brennan just fact-checked J.D., of course, incorrectly on climate change. When is she going to fact-check Tampon Tim on all his false statements? Another repeat of with the fake news being unfair to the Republican candidate and trying to get the pathetic Democrat across the finish line. But it doesn't matter. The public sees it for what it is, fake news. And, of course, you know, we had that interruption with Vance, wanted to make sure that they knew what was going on with this fact check. And we didn't hear the whole thing from Cuomo. So I want to make sure we hear out again what Vance was talking about these apps for illegals.
I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app where you can go on as an illegal migrant, apply for asylum or apply for parole and be granted legal status at the wave of a Kamala Harris open border wand. That is not a person coming in, applying for a green card and waiting for 10 years. That
Thank
is
you,
the
Senator.
Facilitation of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
Thank
our
you,
own
Senator,
leadership.
Thank you, Senator, for describing the legal process. We have so much to get to, Senator.
Those laws have been on the books since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So they cut him off, of course, and they just don't want to hear it. They don't want the public to know about the app that's being used by illegals and those folks that are trafficking in all of the people. They don't want them to hear it because once folks find out about that app and they start looking it up, all of the liberals, they're going to panic. Can't let that happen, can we? Oh, no. So, of course, how do we know that they're watching? Well, Frank Luntz said at the first commercial break, my VP debate focus group says 10-3 margin that J.D. Vance is winning. That's a big deal since only 5 of them were leaning toward Trump Vance when the debate began. Oh, and of course, the optics of Tim Waltz just nodding along in agreement with literally, you know, was everything J.D. Vance says is disastrous for Kamala Harris, her campaign, and the failed policies of her 20-plus years in politics. Donald Trump Jr. said he called it earlier. He's voting for Trump Vance. Who's voting for Trump Vance? Waltz is. And so that made you feel good. Now, here's some more stuff that'll really help you out. Folks, each day, I mean, you know, as we get older, there's many things that seem to go bad, like the bones and the joints. I mean, I'm losing all my hair. But just been watching it kind of slowly grow back lately. And it's a big, big talking point for me. Many of you guys that met me on the cruise know that that I like to wear like this hair hat, and so we get a good laugh out of that. But I found something amazing from Bright Quartz called Revive. It's in the description box below. And it's been helping me out quite a bit. I've been taking it. It's got superior quality. And it's this, you know, this collagen is something that was interesting to me. I've seen it. I've heard about it. But it's in this product, Revive, and it's the main protein that holds our body together. It gives structure and support, helping us stay flexible and resilient. It also plays a key role in healing and making sure our body stays in good shape. I mean, they've got this Revive here that reduces the joint pain, strengthens your bones, improves your flexibility, which I've been working on flexibility, especially for golf, mobility and bone density. I mean, I'm just feeling much better. I've seen that my wrinkles are starting to go away a lot more. My nail growth is actually a lot better. And my wounds, when I get scratches and stuff, they seem to be healing a lot faster. So this collagen comes from the highest quality sources with Revive. Grass-fed bovine, free-range chickens, organic eggshell membrane, and wild-caught Atlantic fish. It's just amazing and safe and effective, free from harmful substances like heavy metals and more. So you can go to BrightCore's link in the description box below. You get 25% off with code AWK, A-W-K, and up to 50% off when you call in at 888-317-9941.
Those are the things that I think are the values that people care about.
Governor, just to follow up on that, the question was, can you explain the discrepancy?
Just, all I said on this was, is I got there that summer and misspoke on this. So I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests, went in. And from that, I learned a lot of what needed to be in governance.
That was not good look. He glitches when asked to explain why he lied about his trips to China. Tim Walz admitting. Asked why he lied about going to Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square massacre. He couldn't handle it. Wasn't prepared at all. Should have been prepared, but everyone caught it. He knew it. And that started the huge downfall for everyone watching. It's amazing because he said he was a school teacher. How in the world did he get the money to go to China? I think, is it 50 times? I think even Elon was asking, how in the world did he just keep flying over to China? What was he doing over there? And here's my favorite part, the whack-a-mole.
It's what Governor Walz just did is he said, first of all, Donald Trump has to listen to the experts. And then when he acknowledged that the experts screwed up, he said, well, Donald Trump didn't do nearly as good of a job as the statistics show that he did. So what Tim Walz is doing, and I honestly, Tim, I think you got a tough job here because you've got to play whack-a-mole. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver rising take-home pay, which of course he did. You've got to pretend that Donald Trump didn't deliver lower inflation, which of course he did. And then you've simultaneously got to defend Kamala Harris's atrocious economic record, which has made gas, groceries, and housing unaffordable for American citizens. I was raised by a woman who would sometimes go into medical debt so that she could put food on the table in our household. I know what it's like to not be able to afford the things that you need to afford. We can do so much better. To all of you watching, we can get back to an America that's affordable again. We just got to get back to common sense economic principles.
I hope we have a conversation on health care then.
Senator, Governor,
please.
Thank you, Margaret. We have a lot to get to.
I hope we have a discussion on health care. Look at Walz, folks. I'm going to kind of fast forward. Look at him. He's turning and he's looking at him. He's intense. He's freaking out. He's freaking out. He doesn't know what to do. He's turning, looking at the moderators, turning again. He's finally writing something down. Got to remember that. And he just could not handle all that was being thrown at him. Another aspect that really messed up Walz, just a mess up in words, but he said this.
All right. So I've become friends with school shooters. I've seen
he's become friends with school shooters. I know in the midst of the battle, he probably meant I become friends with those who were affected by school shooters or shot at, you know, or in the vicinity of school shooters. But, you know, when you're in the heat of the battle and you're talking real fast, you freak out. He said he became friends with them. And so I'll give him that one because I've done that too. I've said things where I'm like, oh, did I really say that? And I didn't really mean it. So a lot of folks are playing memes on that, and I just don't, I actually don't agree with that. But anyway, with the memes. So moving forward on abortion.
You're free to disagree with me on this and explain this to me, but as I read the Minnesota law that you signed into law, the statute that you signed into law, it says that a doctor who presides over an abortion where the baby survives. The doctor is under no obligation to provide life-saving care to a baby who survives a botched late-term abortion. That is, I think,
that's
whether you're
true.
Pro-choice or pro-abortion, that is fundamentally barbaric. And that's why I use that word, Nora, is because some of what we've seen, do you want to force Catholic hospitals to perform abortions against their will? Because Kamala Harris is supported suing Catholic nuns to violate their freedom of conscience. We can be a big and diverse country where we respect people's freedom of conscience and make the country more pro-baby and pro-family. But please.
Ouch. Tim Walz knew when he brought up that whole area dealing with those that worship. Oh, man. That's why somebody made this. Terrence Williams, way to go. J.D. Vance mopped the floor with Tim Walz. There he is holding the mop with Tim Walz's hair all over it. So if you guys need some reminders on this whole abortion thing, Walz signed an abortion up to birth bill, entrenching Minnesota as a global outlier on abortion policy January 31st, 2023. He signed into law the Protective Reproductive Options Act to enshrine in state statute a fundamental right to abortion without limits or safeguards. The bill had passed the House and Senate by narrow margins after DFL leaders quickly pushed it through the legislature in the opening weeks of the session. PRO-ACT means a right to abort any baby for any reason at any time up to birth. It means that the elective killing of a human being in utero is perfectly legal, even in the third trimester of pregnancy. President Trump reminded everyone knows I would not support a federal abortion ban under any circumstances and would, in fact, veto it because it is up to the states to decide based on the will of their voters, the will of the people, like Ronald Reagan before me. I fully support the three exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I do not support the Democrats' radical position of late-term abortion, like, as an example, in the 7th, 8th, or 9th month, or in case there is any question, the possibility of execution of the baby after birth. Thank you for your attention in this matter. And so I just want to let you guys know, before I push play on this, to show you that the Democrats were fully behind even what President Trump was saying not too long ago.
I think abortion should remain legal, but it needs to be safe and rare. And I have spent many years now as a private citizen, as First Lady, and now as Senator, trying to make it rare, trying to create the conditions where women had other choices. I have supported adoption, foster care. I helped to create the campaign against teenage pregnancy, which fulfilled our original goal 10 years ago of reducing teenage pregnancies by about a third. And I think we have to do even more. You know, when I think about this issue, I think about the whole range of concerns and challenges associated with it. And I will continue to do what I can to reduce the number and to improve and increase the care for women, and particularly the adoption system and the other opportunities that women would have to make different choices.
I do not view abortion as a choice and a right. I think it's always a tragedy. And I think that it should be rare and safe. And I think we should be focusing on how to limit the number of abortions.
All this until Planned Parenthood started collecting their money and shoveling that money over to the Democratic Party, and they all of a sudden made their changes. Interesting talk there and sharing. Almost like heartfelt in a way, right? What got a hold of him? Why change all of a sudden? Interesting, because when I've seen all of this abortion talk and more, we actually were at a church many, many years ago, early 2000s. There was a singer there that we were following at the time, and they had a music group get up, a family. And I'll never forget one of the teenagers, I think he was 17 at the time, and he got up to give his testimony. And he said, he was the best singer up there out of the family. He was amazing. And I remember him talking about the fact that that he was somebody who was a product of, I believe, an abortion. And then, I'm sorry. He was a product of a rape. So his mom was raped, and she decided that that she was going to have him. And the way that he blessed all of us, he said that I'm here today because she made a decision to keep me. And he's being used of the Lord to touch many folks, probably even doing that today. So speaking of touching folks, I wanted to get back into North Carolina again and show you this video. A cabin of someone a little older floating away. So she had to literally jump.
You just stay right there.
So if you're watching, she has her life jacket on, and they're following her. She had a life jacket. And folks, watching her float down the water, and I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but I'm just going to show you that they're following her down. Somebody jumped in. They had a little time, but they finally were able to walk her out of the river with relief. We had that. Then you had the rescue dogs. They say forgotten dogs rescued after hurricane. I don't think they're forgotten. I think that they were just found. Who knows where the owners are? I'm just throwing that in there too, just to make sure you know how this is all going to happen. Remember that Trump's GoFundMe for Hurricane Helene victims has now raised over $2.1 million in less than 24 hours. Media will not share this, so you know what to do. And I believe if I refresh that now, I've got it actually open right now. Let me see what. Oh, actually, folks, as of this recording, it's at 3,691,985, 23,000 plus donations have hit that now. And I'll put that again in the description box below for all of you to see. So we'll have that for you. But just remember all the victims. And also just remember that we're getting reminders of what this administration has done to hurt all of the people. This is nuts. The regime is so desperate to take down Russia, a war with which literally no one who is not in the direct pay of the regime cares about, that they shipped over so many transformers that it may apparently be months before power can get restored to Appalachia. Dan Caldwell said, we don't have this equipment readily available because we have shipped large quantities of transformers and other electrical equipment to Ukraine. Both our military and non-military support for Ukraine has left us less prepared for domestic disasters like Hurricane Helene. Ambassador Bridget said, we're reconnecting the power after Russia's barbaric attacks. Thanks to the USAID, two transformers provided in Sumy and 42 voltage transformers. So there's our stuff just getting shipped. Right here, another receipt. 50 voltage transformers sent over there. You guys see that? You're looking at your screen? Another one here. U.S. is helping this keep the power on the trains running this winter despite Russia attacks on civilian infrastructure. And yet we can't help our own. Other things that have been going on, obviously, would be the missiles that are flying into Israel.
Oh, God. Okay, guys, we got to get off the roof. These are coming down right next to us here. They're coming down. One just about. We got to go inside.
So as this is playing out, Bill Gates wanted to make sure everybody knew that he says that things that keep him up at night, per CNBC. If we avoid a big war, there will be another pandemic. Oh, so do whatever it takes to make sure that we destroy mankind. So if we can't have a war, we'll make sure that we get another vaccine out there to take care of everyone. You know how it works. And so Evan Hill put out on X, roundup of verified Iran ballistic missile strike videos. I'll show you some of those in a moment. The Mossad headquarters located in Tel Aviv, which was struck by Iranian missiles Iranian missiles was leveled. Ronan Bergman, New York Times correspondent, said he felt a series of massive explosions near his home in northern Tel Aviv, close to the Mossad headquarters, the Foreign Intelligence Agency, and Unit 8200, the Electronic Intelligence Agency. The whole house was shaking. So you can get a sense as you scroll down and you look at these, you can see the craters, giant craters in the ground. You can also see a second video. Same location, everybody's freaking out, running around. Another video, a strike on the north side of Tel Aviv. We saw this, and we saw the strike here in the Nevatim base. And another view here. So they're watching all the missiles falling. I mean, you can see the crater damages that are placed out for all to see. We put in the description box below so you can click and look at these this thread of videos of all the bombs that were going off throughout Israel and more.
Those Iranian ballistic missiles, and if you see the size of this crater, that's about 30 feet deep and maybe 50 feet wide. You can see all the debris around here. And to give you a sense of the targets for these strikes, that white building back there, about 1,500 feet behind me, is the headquarters of the spy agency, the Mossad.
Interesting. The Mossad headquarters under attack. Who ran who was part of the Mossad? Remember Ghislaine Maxwell, her father. Remember, Ghislaine Maxwell was taken in, right? Child trafficking. She was connected to Epstein. And again, it makes me wonder as we go through these day after day, because I don't have all the answers. I only want to try to connect the dots, but I can't at this moment understand all that's going on with these missiles flying in. They're claiming they're coming in from Iran. The mainstream media is going to tell us this. President Trump also states this. And it makes you wonder what is going on behind the scenes, because we know Mossad, they're responsible for some very heinous crimes, especially around this earth. So President Trump, remember, said to the Iranian President Rouhani, never ever threaten the United States again or you will suffer consequences the likes of which few throughout history have ever suffered before. We are no longer a country that will stand for your demented words of violence and death. Be cautious. That's what he said. I'm going to show you what Kamala said here in a moment. First, I want to remind you we're at andweknow.com. That's where you have truth, hope, faith, and freedom. Folks, you can use that contact button to click and send us a photo of you wearing the gear. We'd love to get those. All of our videos are located there, all of our social media. They're located there also. Folks, I want to remind you also, andweknow.tv. We were told that it was going to be taken down. If you're still getting charged for andweknow.tv, file a protest with your credit card. We were promised that this would be shut down and nobody would be charged anymore. Nobody should have received an annual charge since last year, August. Please let us know if things are going on there. We're trying to work on something new and different, and we'll let you know as the days move ahead. You can also get our gear, sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks at shop.amweknow.com. New mugs are available now. We've got everything for you located there. It's in the description box below. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear. So, folks, this is in 2019, Kamala Harris.
He's tweeting out, you know, this bravado about, you know, lock and loaded. What does that mean? Okay. And also...
Well, it's an implicit military threat.
Yes, it is. And again, you know, listen, as far as I'm concerned, this president is motivated by his personal insecurities more than he is our national security. Mm. If this president is thinking about putting us in a position where we're in a war with Iran, the consequences will be absolutely unacceptable and tragic in terms of the young men and women who are American soldiers who would be sent and deployed into something that was completely avoidable. In a Harris administration, one, we wouldn't have gotten ourselves into this mess. I do not believe that the current president of the United States is working in the best interest of the people of this country. I have good reason, based on everything we know publicly, to suspect and to be concerned that his motivation is more out of self-interest than it is the interest of the American people. You know, I'm traveling our country and meeting with the families who are sending their sons and daughters to these endless wars. And this president better take very seriously any threat that he makes to enter us into another war and send our young men and women into battle.
Isn't that right? Go ahead, Kamala, with your words. In Harris administration, we wouldn't have gotten ourselves into this mess. Well, guess what? You're into the mess, which makes you a liar. And let's see. President Trump comes out real strong, right, with his rhetoric to Iran. Let's see what Kamala and old Biden said to Iran.
What's the message to Iran?
Don't.
As President Biden said, just don't.
Exactly. One word. Pretty straightforward.
I wonder, what is your message to Hezbollah and its backer, Iran?
Don't. Don't. Don't,
don't come across the border. Don't escalate this war.
That's right.
Just don't. Yeah, like that's really going to work. President Trump chimed in. Look at the world today. Look at the missiles flying right now in the Middle East. Look at what's happening with Russia, Ukraine. Look at inflation destroying the world. None of this happened while I was president. A statement from President Trump on the Iranian terror regime's imminent attack on Israel. The world is on fire and spiraling out of control. We have no leadership, no one running the country. We have a non-existent president in Joe Biden and a completely absent Vice President Kamala Harris, who is too busy fundraising in San Francisco, a city which she and Gavin Newsom totally destroyed in staging fake photo ops. No one is in charge. It's not even clear who's more confused, Biden or Kamala. Neither has any idea what is even going on. When I was president, Iran was in total check. They were starved for cash, fully contained, desperate to make a deal. Kamala flooded them with American cash, and ever since, they've been exporting terror all over and unraveling the Middle East. Under President Trump, we had no war in the Middle East, no war in Europe, harmony in Asia, no inflation, no Afghanistan catastrophe. Instead, we had peace. Now, war on the threat of war is raging everywhere, and the two incompetents running this country are leading us to the brink of World War III. You wouldn't trust Joe Kamala to run a lemonade stand, let alone lead the free world. It's no surprise that Iran desperately wants Kamala Harris to be president, because they know as long as she's in power, they can take advantage of America. That's why they tried to target me. If I was in charge, October 7th never happens. Remember October 7th? Remember how somehow one of the greatest security breaches ever in history of the world, right? That this one wall that not even a bird or not even an insect could crawl on without them knowing. All of a sudden just happened to shut down for those brief moments so that they could go in there and grab all these hostages and kill all these people. Just so happened that Israel just at that moment just didn't see it coming. Baloney. We covered that all last year. Three videos, guys. If you want to go back to my October videos right after that attack in Israel, you'll see what I think played out. And I talk a little bit about Netanyahu and play some video clips of his background. And I'm telling you what, it is sickening. Russia-Ukraine never happens. Afghanistan botched withdrawal never happens. And inflation never happens under Trump. If I win, we will have peace in the world again. If Kamala gets four more years, the world goes up in smoke. So President Trump talked about this, why they want to take him out. Check this out.
Do you feel safe out on the trail? There's been two attempts on your life.
No, I don't feel.
Do you feel safe out on the trail? There's been two attempts on your life.
No, I don't feel safe.
Do you feel footsteps
it's a dangerous
down
business
when you go out there?
It's a dangerous business. No, I'm in a very dangerous position. And sadly or unsadly, it's only consequential presidents that this happens to. I have a lot of enemies because I'm doing the right thing. This MAGA is a great thing because it says it better than anything anybody can say. I want to make America great again. And that's what we're doing. We have more support, I think, than anybody's ever had. And I think we're going to have a great election. We'll see.
Another reason they want to take him out is because he's after these world folks, these world leaders that are hiding behind the scenes who traffic the children. And remember this, QAG.news sent this reminder of another reason they want to take him out. And if you remember, look at this reporter's face. She looks like she's totally demon-possessed the entire time that she's questioning him, as if she wants him to go ahead and stop talking and sharing information about these traffickers. And she's tired of being exposed because she's probably a part of it all.
Every time, in fact, my people came, I'm sure they'll ask you the white supremacy question. I denounce white supremacy.
Okay.
And frankly, you want to know something? I denounce Antifa, and I denounce these people on the left that are burning down our cities that are run by Democrats who don't know what they're doing.
While we're denouncing, let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true and that disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know.
So she tries to make up what QAnon is. We know that Q is separate from Anon. I actually put those together by mistake, I believe, but made shirts out of it. Pretty cool shirts, QAnon, but it should just be Q is separate. Anon's where this the anonymous folks working behind the scenes. We got that. So she throws out the QAnon, we remember. And then she says it's a bunch of Democrats that are trafficking children. It's not just Democrats. It's all these politicians, right and left. It's not just politicians. It's the world leaders, those at top echelons of the three-letter agencies, Hollywood, singing business, right? All of these elites are the ones that we are sharing. And that's continuing. Remember, Q posted pictures of all those involved in trafficking of children. And the biggest one was Epstein with Maxwell. Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father's part of the Mossad. And then you start connecting the dots and you wonder, what does Mossad have to do with all of this? You wonder how much they're paying everybody off to try to do these attacks against President Trump, realizing if he wins, they're all going down.
Nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact.
That's right.
To say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard. But I know nothing about
it. They believe it is a satanic cult run by the deep state.
The subject.
You see her face? See that evil deep state? Look at the gritting of teeth. Kind of reminds me of scripture where it says that when folks are told, get away from me, I never knew you, for those that never accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, when they get to the judgment seat and God says, get away from me, I never knew you, it says that they will be sent to a place where they're going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth. And so you're looking at the gnashing of teeth right there.
Run by the deep
state.
Study
the subject. I'll tell you what I do know about. I know about Antifa, and I know about the radical left, and I know how violent they are and how vicious they are, and I know how they're burning down cities run by Democrats, not run by Republicans.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, QAnon is nuts, and real leaders call conspiracy theories conspiracy theories.
He may be
Why
right.
Why not just say it's crazy and not true?
He may be right. I just don't know about QAnon.
You do know.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know.
You Let me tell ask me you another thing.
It. Let's waste a whole show. You start off with white supremacy, I denounce it. You start off with something else, let's go. Keep asking me these questions.
Okay.
Let me just tell you, what I do hear about it is they are very strongly against pedophilia.
That's right. So he keeps reminding her. Let's talk about the good things. And again, remember, all of the folks got together in... the politicians, excuse me, they passed a bill to get rid of anybody that, the folks that follow Q, the put out Q stuff, it's all bad and it's evil and it's against our democracy. So we need to shut them down. And they passed that bill right before the election of 2020, and we got shut down. 440,000 subscribers on YouTube. We were gone off of PayPal, kicked off. We're gone off of Patreon. They used that too and said, you're gone. Teespring said, you're gone. They all jumped on board and said, yep, you're too dangerous. You're sharing that information. You're exposing these elites, the old guard. You can't do that anymore. You're done. He's letting folks know their number one thing is pedophilia. He knows. And so, again, a reminder. I showed you that real quick. But I want to get back to what President Trump said about Iran.
But Iran had no money when I was in charge. They had a lot of money when I started. They had no money when I finished. And now they have $300 billion and another $300 billion from their wholly owned subsidiary, Iraq. It's a wholly owned subsidiary. They probably don't like it when I say that, but that's true. Iraq doesn't like it. But they have $300 billion also from oil. Remember I used to say, don't go into Iraq. Don't do it. To Bush. Don't do it. Don't go into Iraq. But they went into Iraq. Then they were there. I said, all right, you're there. Keep the oil. Just keep there. Remember I used to say, keep the oil. You know, Iraq has more oil than almost anybody. It's like massive. But they didn't keep the oil. And they have hundreds of billions of dollars right now. Under my administration, we had no war in the Middle East. We had no war in Europe. We had harmony in Asia. We had no inflation. We had no Afghanistan catastrophe. Instead, we had peace, peace, peace. We had a lot of peace.
A lot of peace. All that money, $300 billion from their wholly owned subsidiary, Iraq. They have $300 billion. That's where they're getting the money for all these missiles and more. Speaking of money, we talked about all these situations that are wrapped around the Eastern Gulf Coast ports to strike with Dr. Kirk Elliott. About China unveiling their aggressive stimulus-proving economies based on debt and more. You don't want to miss this video, folks. You got to go back and check it out from Sunday. Absolutely amazing, the description of this the dock worker strike and how it relates to all of us and the things that we can do to ensure that we're taken care of, especially when it comes to precious metals. A quick clip from that.
So it would include, you know, New York, like New Jersey ports, Virginia Beach, Savannah, Miami, all the way to Texas, right? It's 41% of all of the container, you know, cargo coming into America comes through those ports.
And so we got into the details, and I just want to make sure you guys know you can reach out to Dr. Kirk Elliott anytime and discuss these things with him. And so part of the exposure that's been happening lately, of course, is Julian Assange. And pay attention to this clip where he outs Mike Pompeo. Check it out.
CIA Director Pompeo launched a campaign of retribution. It is now a matter of public record that under Pompeo's explicit direction, the CIA drew up plans to kidnap and to assassinate me within the Ecuadorian embassy in London and authorized going after my European colleagues, subjecting us to theft, hacking attacks, and the planting of false information. My wife and my infant son were also targeted. A CIA asset was permanently assigned to track my wife, and instructions were given to obtain DNA from my six-month-old son's nappy. This is the testimony of more than 30 current and former U.S. intelligence officials speaking to the U.S. press, which has been additionally corroborated by records seized in a prosecution brought against some of the CIA agents involved. The CIA's targeting of myself, my family, and my associates through aggressive extrajudicial and extraterritorial means provides a rare insight into how powerful intelligence organizations engage in transnational repression. Such repressions are not unique. What is unique is that we know so much about this one due to numerous whistleblowers and to judicial investigations in Spain.
Interesting. Outing Mike Pompeo.
I was prepared to fight for that. I believe the value of these publications was such that it's okay to have that fight, and that we would prevail because we had understood
what was legally possible.
My naivete was believing in the law. When push comes to shove, laws are just pieces of paper, and they can be reinterpreted for political expediency. They are the rules made by the ruling class, more broadly. And if those rules don't suit what it wants to do, it reinterprets them, or hopefully changes them, which is clearer. In the case of the United States, we angered one of the constituent powers of the United States, the intelligence sector, the security state, the secrecy state. It was powerful enough to push for a reinterpretation of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. First Amendment seems pretty black and white to me. It's very short. It says that Congress shall make no law restricting speech or the press. However, that was that the U.S. Constitution, those precedents relating to it, were just reinterpreted away. And yes, perhaps ultimately, if it got into the Supreme Court of the United States, and I was still alive in that system, I might have won, depending on what the makeup was of the U.S. Supreme Court. But in the meantime, I had lost 14 years on the house arrest, embassy, siege, and maximum security prison. So I think this is an important lesson, that when a major power faction wants to reinterpret the law, it can push to have the element of the state, in this case the U.S. Department of Justice, do that. And it doesn't care too much about what is legal, that's something for a much later day. In the meantime, the deterrent effect that it seeks, the retributive actions that it seeks have had their effect.
They have had their effect. Big time. Julian Assange put out that information from WikiLeaks exposing the Democrats and their party, exposing Hillary and Podesta and all of them. They couldn't take it. They used their powers, the levers of power, to control and get rid of him, put Assange away. Remember, they did the same thing, of course, with President Trump. We've been living this nightmare all together, all of us that support President Trump, because they made up the lies about Russia using a fake dossier. They were caught. Again, all those that shared information on Q, exposing these pedophiles and more, they had to be shut down because we can't have anybody doing that. And why would all the politicians in Washington, D.C., almost all of them agree and work together to make sure that anyone posting information, because that Q movement was growing way too fast. And then right after it was passed, if you wore a shirt with Q on it, with just a simple letter on it, you were told you're not allowed to come into this rally or take your shirt off, change your shirt or whatever. They did that to my mom. And so, yeah, he said they have a lot of power, don't they? Lots of power. So much power that they would actually ensure that nobody gets the choice of schools that they want, that they can rig the elections the way that they want. They can ensure that illegal aliens become police officers. Like this one, non-citizens are going to now arrest citizens. It's fall of the Roman Empire, that's right. They're non-citizens, they're becoming police officers now, and they can arrest you. Non-citizens can actually vote. thanks to Newsom.
You have a guy like Gavin wouldn't do very well, I don't think, with it. He signed a thing yesterday. Somebody told me, it's not confirmed, but he signed a document yesterday that said you're not allowed to ask a voter for ID, identification, and if you do, it's like a crime. Why would anybody do that? In other words, this was signed yesterday or the day before by Gavin Newsom, a failed governor, and it said if you ask anybody whether or not anything having to do with their identification. Now, for everything else, you're allowed to have a card, but for voting, which is our most important act, it's considered virtually a crime, so you're not allowed to ask for identification. Now, there's only one reason that's done. That's because they want to cheat on elections.
That's the only reason, to cheat on elections. They don't want the power back to we the people. They don't want a real election to show what people really want. What people really want is things to protect their family, including this one with President Trump in Wisconsin. Had a mother and daughter discuss the opportunities that school choice has provided. Very simple thing, but this is what folks want.
And also with us is Tukara Bell, a mom of three whose family has been uplifted by school choice. And so, Tukara, could you come up and say a few words, please? Come on up. It's very exciting.
Thank you all for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. I am a mom of three. We benefit from the school choice program. This is my daughter, Cynthia Dunlap. And school choice, it gives us an opportunity to send my children to a school that aligns with my morals and my values, and while also giving my children a personalized educational experience. I greatly appreciate it, and they would not have these opportunities if it was not for student choice. Cindy, would you like to say something?
Hi, I'm Cynthia. School choice has given me so many opportunities that any other school could ever give me. I am so thankful for school choice, and I also have a gift for you, President Trump.
Oh, wow.
On behalf of Trinity.
Thank you very
Lutheran
much.
Of Christ,
I'm going to wear it tonight.
Nice.
Thank you, darling. Very much. Thank you.
Now, that's wonderful. That's what we're talking about. The protection and future of our children. Protecting children like the 9-year-old who was abused by Sean Diddy Combs. Yep. Old Diddy Combs accused of abusing children as young as 9 with the promise of launching their careers in the entertainment industry.
But the names that we're going to name, assuming that our investigators confirm and corroborate what we've been told, are names that will shock you. These are individual cases. There are indeed other perpetrators involved. They will be revealed when that particular individual case is ready to be filed. They already know who they are. And I'm talking here about not just the cowardly but complicit bystanders. That is, those people that we know watched this behavior occur and did nothing. And I'm talking about the people that participated, encouraged it, egged it on. They know who they are.
They know who they are. Texas-based lawyer Tony Busby, representing 120 accusers in a new lawsuit against Diddy. The accusers are split by gender and include a whopping 25 minors. Diddy allegedly abused the kids who were seeking TV or music careers with promises from Combs of, "I'll make you a star." Busby suggested that many high-profile individuals are involved, of course, which will shock the public. You're looking at a picture of one of those. I didn't want to play the video of Diddy basically expressing his excitement because he had this young man over at his house for 48 hours, and he bragged about it. And it was sickening because you guys know what's been going on. We've been catching on to this whole thing. It's not just the artists that we're familiar with. It's going to be other names. We will be exposing the enablers who enabled this conduct behind closed doors, pursue the matter no matter who the evidence implicates. Justin Bieber is one of those. It's currently unknown if Justin Bieber is one of the children who is abused, but of course, you can pretty much speculate based on videos we've seen. Kevin Sorbo wanted to make sure folks knew he didn't get blacklisted from Hollywood. He left because they're all pedos in Hollywood. We're protecting our children Children are starting to grow in their conservative beliefs, especially in support of President Trump there in Montana. University of Montana. There's Charlie Kirk, you know, having great debates with folks. All my children love watching him. I love watching his stuff. I learn a lot from his debates. The massive crowd in Big Sky Country for the Prove Me Wrong event. Thousands turned out ahead of the rally with the next U.S. senator from the great state of Montana, Tom Sheehy. So, so they're supporting Charlie Kirk and, of course, his efforts to make America great again. I just finished his book from, I believe, 2019 about MAGA and what it's all about. And it's a really good read. Also, JD, just want to make sure we get back to how we started with the whole debate with JD Vance against Waltz. President Trump said JD crushed it. Waltz was a low IQ disaster, very much like Kamala. Our country would never be able to recover from an administration of these two. Can you imagine them representing us with sharp, fierce foreign leaders? I can't. Here's one, just to check it out.
Faced question, you know. But first, David, I got to say, I think that Walls did seem unsteady, and frankly, what I saw in Walls is somebody who has not faced questions on a national stage since he became the Democratic nominee. He was simply out of practice. I mean, I don't know why they've done it, but they've kept him out of the limelight. They've kept him away from reporters. They haven't had him do any interviews. And he was clearly unsteady through much of that debate. And in contrast, J.D. Vance was very smooth. He took the arguments not to Walls. He was very respectful of Walls, took it to Kamala Harris. You know, but first, David.
That's Jonathan Curl, the big-time Trump hater. Interesting. Interesting watching all of this play out before our very eyes. He had a closing statement for everyone. J.D. Vance did, and I want to play that in a moment. But I want to remind you guys of something that I found out before I hit record on this video. We still need to keep everyone in prayer in North Carolina and all the tragedies that are happening day in and day out, finding about all the loss of life, people still trying to go in and rescue others. I even had a report that the helicopter, the guy that's flying the helicopter in and out to bring supplies, he was told by the government, a government agency, to stop flying in all the supplies or he would be arrested. Kind of sounds familiar, right? Sounds like the Maui fires, right? You're not allowed to cross these lines and help people out. It's like they intended to do this on purpose. Remember, we showed the lithium that they could be after up there. So ready for all this to be over. But in highlighting this, what I was told was that the liberals and the Democrats are together looking on their social media platforms and they're watching news and they're being told that all of these floods and disasters of homes and the people that are losing their life and can't get supplies, that it's all AI generated. They're not believing it. They're saying, no, it's not really happening. That's just you guys, your Trump supporters, you MAGA people. You're the ones that think that that's all real. It's not real. And they're believing it. There's liberals and Democrats, Trump haters out there who are falling for that rhetoric. And that makes me wonder why, again, Hillary came out the other day and said what? Said, you know what? There's going to be some videos they put out saying that I'm doing these bad things with children. We need to make sure that they, you know, they don't do this. And if it does come out, you know, they're just a bunch of liars. It's all made up because they're after me. They can't stand me or something like that, you know? So what are they going to do? They're probably going to say, that's just AI generated videos and pictures of me doing terrible things against children. Don't believe that stuff. Come on. They're just wackos out there. That's what she's going to put out. They're trying to get ahead of it. But in the end, we've got an election coming up. They're going to try to stop it with everything they can. The enemy. So once President Trump gets in, it's all over for them. We know it. Here's the closing statement from J.D. Vance.
Well, I want to thank Governor Waltz, you folks at CBS, and of course the American people for tuning in this evening. And one of the issues we didn't talk about was energy. And I remember when I was being raised by my grandmother, when she didn't have enough money to turn on the heat some nights because Ohio gets pretty cold at night and because money was often very tight. And I believe, as a person who wants to be your next vice president, that we are a rich and prosperous enough country where every American, whether they're rich or poor, ought to be able to turn on their heat in the middle of a cold winter night. That's gotten more difficult thanks to Kamala Harris's energy policies. I believe that whether you're rich or poor, you ought to be able to afford a nice meal for your family. That's gotten harder because of Kamala Harris's policies. I believe that whether you're rich or poor, you ought to be able to afford to buy a house. You ought to be able to live in safe neighborhoods. You ought to not have your communities flooded with fentanyl. And that too has gotten harder with Kamala because of Kamala Harris's policies. Now, I've been in politics long enough to do what Kamala Harris does when she stands before the American people and says that on day one, she's going to work on all these challenges I just listed. She's been the vice president for 3.5 years. Day one was 1,400 days ago, and her policies have made these problems worse. Now, I believe that we have the most beautiful country in the world. I meet people on the campaign trail who can't afford food, but have the grace and generosity to ask me how I'm doing and to tell me they're praying for my family. What that has taught me is that we have the greatest country, the most beautiful country, the most incredible people anywhere in the world. But they're not going to be able to achieve their full dreams with the broken leadership that we have in Washington. They're not going to be able to live their American dream if we do the same thing that we've been doing for the last 3.5 years. We need change. We need a new direction. We need a president who has already done this once before and did it well. Please vote for Donald Trump. And whether you vote for me or vote for Tim Walz, I just want to say I'm so proud to be doing this and I'm rooting for you. God bless you and good night.
Senator Vance, thank you.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for answer to prayer for those that lifted up J.D. Vance for this debate. It seemed like he had the Holy Spirit guiding and directing all of his words, his demeanor, and more. It's refreshing. Thank you for the continued love by all the people in our wonderful country reaching out to those that are hurting throughout the Southeast from this Hurricane Helene. You know all about them. You've heard the cries of the people. You're one by one sending folks out to ensure that the rescue efforts are made and that people will be able to share their stories about how you stepped in for them. May you receive all the praise, honor, and glory for that. The hurting families that are out there, we lift them up. The many would be able to be surrounded with prayer and more support than they've ever even dreamed of in their life. You know about the issues that are going on in Israel and Iran. You know everything surrounding that entire area. We ask that you would continue to reveal the truth so that we'd all understand how this affects all of our lives. We certainly need help day in and day out with our words, with our demeanor, and more as we come across those who are still brainwashed, still being lied to. We need your help. We ask all this in the name of Christ our Savior, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that these daily updates are good for you. There's so much going on every single day. Well, we'll try to stay on top of those and get them out to you as soon as we can, all right? For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with We Know, signing out.
We can get back to an America that's affordable again. We just got to get back to common sense economic principles.